Oh, yeah, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We in the overdrive this time, and we're going to do it a little mellow, a little different than we normally do because the Love Doctor is taking over. So you were saying something in a previous show in the radio broadcast about how many times you please your spouse throughout the week. So let's go ahead and do a general survey here, and then we're going to let you go in and break it down for us as only the Love Doctor can. C-Murder, how many times do you set the mood in your household in a given week?
Wow. Absolutely zero.
Interesting.
I mean, I'm just being honest.
And I'm not going to drop the bomb sound effect only because the music is so mellow and it'll throw things off. But yeah, that.
It's sad, you know, but it's zero. I'm that dude who, you know, I'm not really a really romantic guy, and my wife would tell you that, and she's been pushing for that for the longest. You need to be romantic. You need to be more romantic. I need more romance.
Is that something that you're working on?
Ooh, I'm supposed
to tell anybody how you just look when I ask that.
Yeah, but. Yeah, you didn't want to see that look. I'm supposed to be. I really want to please my wife. I really honestly do. Mm-hmm. I'm just that dude, man, who is just, when it's time to get it in, I'm ready to. I don't need no music. I don't want to take time and light candles and all that. And we got to throw rose petals. No, just jump on the bed, butt naked, and we can get it in. I mean, that's taking too much time, setting the mood and all that. I know it's all in how you. You know, set
so
the mood.
So back to the earlier segment from the broadcast earlier. Would you have that in your personality profile for the perfect woman that you make up? The lack of mushiness, take the mushiness out.
Yeah, I would say take the romance button. Put the mute on that one, or off button for that
on
one.
Off switch. Gotcha.
You know,
gotcha. Yeah. Interesting. So you just say. How many years you been married again?
Ooh, it'd be eight. It'd be 17 this year.
17 years. You still say forget the romance.
See,
that's why you see murder, ladies and gentlemen. That's a murder right there. Kill all that out. Man, how many times in a week are you setting the tone?
Well, for real, by the time I'm getting home, it's like my wife about to wake up in an hour. You know what I'm saying? So it's like I'm not really waking her about her sleep. She dead up in that sleep, you know what I'm saying, snoring and all that. So it's like, so maybe on a Saturday or something like that. I don't know, like, for real, probably like 2 times a month. You know what I'm saying? You know, 3 times a month. You know, I say 2 times a month because, like, then she might do it 2 times. You know what I'm saying? So, like.
Okay. So it's just it's 4 times a month total.
Yeah.
Between both of you.
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha. Yeah. Gotcha. I'm probably about in that same area. And it's simply to do with there's just not enough time in a day. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Me and my wife, and I'm pretty sure she won't mind sharing this, we have an everyday clause in our contract. We got to get it in at least 1 time a day. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes we go into a little slump, and, you know, we don't. But, you know, our goal and objective is at least, you know, 1 time a day. And with that, sometimes you got to cut out all the preliminaries, right. You know, the pregame warm-ups right. And all that stuff. You just got to do what you do so we can hit our quota. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'm a quota guy. You know what I'm saying? You got to get your quota in. You know, I worked in sales, you know, majority of my working career. You got sales goals that you got to meet. Mm. I got to meet this goal, and, you know, it's already 12:55. I got to be up in 4 hours. We need to cut out all the other stuff. So, you know, probably about twice a month, you know, every other weekend, because you got kids and stuff like that too that kind of throw off your plans. Yeah. And there's so much stuff going on, you really don't have time to set the atmosphere. Yeah. Now I'm weird like this, and my wife kind of flows there with me just a little bit, not a lot. She's, you know, a traditional romance woman, but, you know, I kind of find it romantic when the kids are in the other room or up in the front watching TV and we sneaking to get something going. That's kind of romantic to me. That is setting a tone.
I agree.
I won't say that it's a romance thing going on. It's not a romantic tone, maybe, but it is a tone that gets you in the mood, both parties. You know, I like that. You know, she like, put the covers on. I'm like, what we need the covers for? You know what I'm saying? You know, if somebody come in here uninvited, you know, it might be trouble on your hands. You know, when we just play dead. You know, I got pretty quick reflexes. You know, I can snatch that cover up real quick. I mean, you might see a black blur, but you don't know exactly what you saw. I mean, there's so many different things that's just enticing about it. So that's my deal as far as with the whole setting the tone thing. And I'm kind of high maintenance in this way, if you will. I can set a tone, and I'm pretty good at it when I do it. You know what I'm saying? I can do some you know, some memorable stuff like, oh my God, I got the best husband in the world. But then I get kind of spoiled. It's like, hey, when you gonna set the tone for me? And I come in and Barry White playing, and we got candles going. It's like, whoa, you did this for me? Oh, I feel the same way too when you go all out. But you know, so I'm more so, hey, I done did it the last 10 times. It's your turn. You know, I'm hold out until you do it, you know, next time, you know, and let me know that you care too. So that's where I'm at. Love, doctor. Bring us home. Put this all together. Help us out, you know. Because I feel like you got some instructions that you have for us here. So break it down.
I think over a period of time, you know, it depends on how you catch the woman or how she lets you catch her. Determines, you know, the success and the romance that you're going to continue to have. I hear this a lot, that women, I want more spontaneity, you know. Mm-hmm. Why can't you be more spontaneous? Mm-hmm. I know it's hard to do when you got 4 or 5 jobs and 4 or 5 kids. Mm-hmm. You know, things happen in life. But, like, you know, the quote of having a romantic atmosphere set, you got to think about it. The Bible says the bed is undefiled, right?
Right.
Your bedroom is the sanctuary.
Right.
Going back to the bed, that's the altar.
Right.
And so you got to prepare it. I mean, a woman looks at something that's prepared, she's like, oh wow, he took the time out to do this just for me. No other woman can get this treatment but me.
Right.
So, you know, setting the rose petals, the candles, I mean, it takes time. Mm-hmm. And so you have to, you know, get that in your mindset. I want to please her. And she, think about this, a woman don't say nothing for no reason. Mm-hmm. She says, I want more romance. It's a cue for you to start doing something in that area.
Mm-hmm. Immediately.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, in my case.
So if you let it lack over time and time, you're missing out something I put it like this, you're missing out something in your relationship that you would never experience because you won't set the tone as a man.
Gotcha.
You see that?
This is the things I'm trying to experience. So yeah, I get that.
If he set this tone, I just might let this happen that he's been asking for so long.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
it's a give and take.
That is, you know? That's deep right there. So let me ask this. Would that be a part of that I don't show vulnerability because you're inconsistent thing that we're talking about? I was willing to be vulnerable. Or matter of fact, I was kind of vulnerable opening it up, and then you dropped the ball. Is that one of those deals there?
Yeah.
It could be. It all depends on who you marry and your spouse and the appetite of the, you know, of the sexual lifestyle. Mm. You know. Because, you know, as men, I believe we always want it. You know,
true.
I could have the flu, but you looking good over
here. And there you go.
I could cough the other direction. Right. You can turn the other way. You know, don't come out the shower naked when I got the flu. I don't care. You still look good to me. But for a woman, it's more emotional and, oh, I got flowers on the bed. We don't, like see Murder say, we don't care about no flowers.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. They in the way.
Right.
We take it off the flower sheets. Move all that stuff out the way.
Gotcha. So yes. You sparked up another question in my mind. Now, for the most part, of course, we know men can have it as much as it's served up on the platter, right? How many times have you turned your wife down? Like, you know, I ain't feeling it today. I'm going to go ahead and go to bed. And she, like, got the lingerie on, or she giving all the signals that you know, and like, I'm ready. And you like, nah, I'm chill on this one. How many times?
Oh, you just throwing it out there?
Yeah.
Oh, I done did it a few times, man.
You hold on. She got on lingerie.
She giving some type of, you know, the sexy vibe that she usually give, like, I'm ready.
Now, she got on work clothes. I'm like, you know, nah, but she got on lingerie. I can't turn down the presentation because that's right. That's like a present. I got to open that up.
Right. Gotcha.
See, if you putting it out there like lingerie, then, I mean, I'm not turning down lingerie. I mean, that's like, so you can't turn that down on you.
She might be on the verge of divorce.
Yeah. You know.
Okay, well, she's just sending, you know, that sexy t-shirt that you like. I mean, it just, you know, the nips sit right out perfectly when the imprint, you like, you know I like that shirt, but it's been a long week, and I'm going to have to catch you next time. You know what I'm saying?
Me, I'm going to turn you down for a reason. It's like reverse psychology. You know what I'm saying? Okay. So if I'm turning you down.
You strong enough to do that?
It's for a reason. Oh, yeah. Oh,
man.
I done got to that level.
I'll be mad, but we still got to do what we
got to
do.
I done got to that level to where I understand, you know what I'm saying, that you have to tell women no. You know what I'm saying? In the bedroom sometime. You know what I'm saying? You got to hit them with the reverse
mind
psychology.
Control.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There's levels to this, man.
Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely levels. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Your game got to be on a whole nother level. You know what I'm saying? With these women. And you got to tell them no sometime. Like, nah, I'm good. You know what I'm saying? I don't even want none. You know what I'm saying? I'm cool. You know what I'm saying? And then, like, women don't like being rejected. They don't like that no. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So they going to come at
you
strong.
That can be tricky, man, because you can, like, emotionally scar them and they never want to give it up again. Like, it's dangerous.
I mean, but it take game to know where they at. You know
right.
what I'm saying?
Okay,
you know?
I'm listening.
So, you know, they going to come at you more. You know what I'm saying? Then they going to try to rip your shirt off, and they going to try to unbutton the pants. And you know what I'm saying? And then after that, you know, you might end up getting that gummy worm neck. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man, hold up. I got to break my rules on this.
Yeah.
I want to explain that gummy worm. Explain that. Give me a definition.
Right. I got two things I tell people, you know what I'm saying? She got to give you that gummy worm neck, you know what I'm saying? That means there's no vertebrae inside her neck when okay. she's doing it, you know what I'm saying? And every man wants that gummy worm neck.
Wow.
No vertebrae in her neck. That means she's... That means she going in.
Wow.
And then you
see,
got
that's why we save this stuff for the podcast, ladies and gentlemen.
And then you got that other thing, that Woody Woodpecker. You know what I'm saying? That's that fast game. Straight and fast. So that's what the reverse psychology. That's why you gotta tell them no, so they can want you more.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha. So let me ask this question, since you done stepped on a couple landmines already, before I move on to everybody else. So in your silent protest, if you will, how close are you to breaking your own code of ethics and giving in, if you will, is what I'm saying? Like, you trying to front like, nah, I don't even want to like that, for real. But you like, really, you touch me one more time and we're going to have to do this. Like, how close are you to that?
I mean... I'm going to keep on saying no. I'm going to start walking out the room. I'm going to close the... I mean, I'm going to, like, you know what I'm saying, try to, like, slide about the room until she, like, kind of, like, manhandle me or something. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I'm going to keep saying no. Like, I'm good.
So you expect something...
I want you. You know what I'm saying?
You expected something to happen that day.
Oh, yeah. It's going to happen.
Okay. I'm trying to see, like, is this going on for, like, weeks and stuff?
No.
Okay.
It's going to happen, but it's like, you know what I'm saying? I want it to happen.
You want it to go down.
I don't want that little weak stuff today. No. I'm doing this for a reason, telling you no. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. I feel it. We deep in the mind of the Maverick. That's interesting. C-Murder, man, where you at? You in the safe zone now, because I'm pretty sure you can't go as far off deep end as he did. So yeah. where you at? I mean,
gummy worm that got me there. Wow, you know, this is a touchy subject. Actually, and my wife would tell you she's gonna love listening to this show. But it's I've turned her down a lot recently, and this has been a topic of discussion. You know, in our marriage, she's asked me, "Is something wrong with me? Do I need to go see the doctor? Do I need to take some blue pills?" I'm like, "No," I said, "I'm good." It's just. It doing what I do, it's part physical. It's mostly physical.
Right.
I work a different shift every week.
Wow. Okay. Man.
This week I'll be working third shift. The week That's after crazy. This I'll be working second shift. The week after that I'll be working first shift.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And then it starts over. So a lot of it has to do with my body. I come home, I'm tired. You know what I mean? It's just, and I've been doing this, man, for almost 20 years on my job. So sometimes when she come at me, we in bed and she gets touching, I'm like, you know, no. Wow. And that's happened. I would say it's happened. It's happened too much. You know, I don't want to keep turning my wife down and sending her. I mean, I'm confident in myself. We've been together for a long time, but I don't want anything keep it into her mind. Like, all right, what are you doing? Somebody else? If you turning me down, because that has come up. You know,
right.
if you keep turning your wife down, trust me when I tell you, she can get them thoughts in her head, and I got to kind of calm that down a little bit. So
that's why I made Mav over here be playing with fire. I know that question will come up.
So I gotta curtail that a little bit. I gotta quit turning my wife down, because you know, even my pastor told me, he said, man, you gotta set your wife straight. You can send her into fits, and you can actually relieve some stress out of her. You know, when y'all get busy.
So is it a case? Excuse me. Is it a case that you don't want to do anything because you know you're gonna have to put in that strong 45 minutes, or is it just like, I don't even care if it's 5, man? I just ain't nothing about to happen tonight.
Yeah, most of the time it's physicality. I just don't feel like doing nothing. I just want to
just
lay
that
here
burnt out. And, you just and, don't okay.
and go to sleep, and that's it. Watch TV. I'm cool right now.
Interesting. I see the wheels over there turning. Love, doctor. Go ahead. Help us out, man.
I mean, for me personally, I used to work back in the day when I was a little younger, 12 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Mm.
And I used to say no, but then the response would be, see, my thing was, I put it like this. I worked 12 hours a day, 7 days a week, but I was a full-time student at school.
Right.
So my time is pretty much limited. So when I said no, like he was saying, you'd be tired. You know, your body did not really you know, want to go to that. Yeah. But you know you got to feel your duty. So my wife would sometimes, you know, I'd be doing my homework. She'd just come in, slam down a laptop, and just go for it.
Oh.
You know.
Yeah.
And so my no become up. Eventually, yes, yes.
Right. See, my wife always hit me, well, you can't leave me vulnerable. And I can appreciate that because as a man, you can't leave me vulnerable out here in this world of ravenous wolves. You know what I'm saying? So. When she hit me with that, it's like, hey, man, I got to do something. I mean, can you accept this five, this 3.5 that I might have for you? I mean, if you're cool with that, if we can establish that agreement, you know, I'll do what I can. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, I mean, it happens. I don't think I've ever officially turned her down, but it's been plenty of nights. Like, whoo, if I could just go to bed and you won't be mad at me, that would be so perfect. But I know that's not going to happen, so, you know.
I understand where C-Murder coming from, though,
man. I'm going to go get her, man. You know what I'm saying?
It's feeling like that.
But see, like, for me, if I turn her down, it's those thoughts when I cheated in the past.
Starts to read.
And so I have to be consistent.
Yeah,
we talked about
that
earlier.
What's going on, Ron?
It's so much different for us men. We have to actually be aroused for something to work.
True.
You feel what I'm saying? Exactly. A woman can just lay there, and even if she ain't even ready, you can get her ready.
We got stuff for that.
If it's not in your mindset, man, we got to have something that works. And a lot of times, it's like, he ain't feeling it. Like, nah, bruh. I'm cool tonight. And they got to understand that. Like, listen, if that ain't working,
he doesn't talk to you like that. Like, dude, we can't do no round three. I'm a little sore right now. You need to chill out. You know what I'm saying? Save for another day.
Right.
I got you. So, love, doctor. We giving advice because you love, doctor, man. That's why we do it. So, what advice would you have in a situation like that where a man is leaving his woman hanging too much? How would you coach him through that? See, it happens both ways. We leave y'all hanging sometimes too. We'll admit it though. Y'all won't admit it. You know. So how do you help with that?
I would think that both parties, mainly the man, will have to communicate that on a consistent basis. But just by you saying no leaves her mind to wonder why no. But a lot of times as men, we don't communicate emotionally how we exactly feel. Yes, we've been married, we've been together for a long time, but we have to express our no. We just can't say no and then walk away. We had to say no and then explain the no in like a 5-page paper.
Right.
Until they get it.
Yeah.
Right. Put it on video, put the video on loop. Gotcha.
If you don't really express why you saying no, like I said, I mean, her mind wonders. And if you got a past that you did mess up, then that starts to, well, he acting the way he did before. I wonder, is he back doing the same? So you got to be careful how you act when you do say no.
So a question for you before we close out this segment of Overdrive. You keep mentioning, you know, having past and, you know, being a cheater. Just put it out there like that. I'm going to use infidelity, but I can use it in the right form or phrase. So whatever. So when you were out there creeping around and doing your thing, did that actually take away from what you can provide at home sexually?
No.
I was wondering. I was going
to
say.
Because when you a dog, you always ready to bow wow.
Right, okay. I was just wondering. Wow. I mean, I can go get, you know, me some, you know, got the main course at home, got a little cookies on the side. You know what I'm saying? I want it all. You know what I'm saying? We live in that type of world. Give it all to me. I'm greedy like that. So I was just wondering, but feel free to chime in, ladies and gentlemen. This has been a special edition of the Overdrive with the Love Doctor. Let us know what you think. Have you ever been shot down? Women? Men, I know you've been shot down. I don't even have to ask you that. But if you feel you need to vent, feel free to vent on the podcast. Go on to the website. All those fun different places where you can go. Twitter, Culture Shock ENT, Culture Shock Entertainment on Facebook. All that fun stuff. We on Instagram, too. I mean, you can comment on some pictures if you want. I don't know what you want to do. Tag us. Post something about us. I don't know. Do whatever you need to do. Feel free to talk back to us. We appreciate you guys for listening. We love you. We are out.